Welcome to Biblical Stock Market Updates. I'm your host, Dexter Lyons. I'm the Senior Portfolio Manager of the LionX Mutual Fund. With each episode, I'll provide biblical insight on the stock market. I've been helping Christians actively manage investment risk since 1990. I practice what I preach, and I eat my own cooking, as 99% of my assets are invested in LionX. Join me today as we discuss timely and biblical market insights. The Issachar Fund, LionX, a BRI ESG fund, is 100% in cash on Sunday, October 25th. I sold all stock positions last week as stops were hit in a wave of low-volume selling. I believe short sellers are hitting many leading stocks, and there appears to be a lack of buying conviction ahead of the election, so prices are falling. The election uncertainty may dampen big money conviction buying, mainly because the two political parties are different. One party is generally considered good for the stock market, while the other party may not be so good. I believe knowing when to hold what you have or sell is key to long-term financial success. I do not buy and hold or fall in love with any stock. If I'm not being rewarded for taking risk, I like to step aside and wait for the next pitch. There's no guarantee that any investment will achieve its objectives, generate positive returns, or avoid losses. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ 100 indexes are trading slightly above their flattening 50-day moving averages on light volume. The trend is uncertain, and investors' appetite for risk seems weak. On a positive note, the Fed is on our side, committing to keep rates low for a long time. Safe haven assets like the dollar and treasury bonds have been falling. The dollar is down 2% since peaking on September 25th. Rates have been rising, and the Treasury 20-year bond has lost over 7.5% since peaking on August 4th, so something is amiss. Investors could be demanding higher yields because they believe more debt will be issued to finance more stimulus spending. I think the market anticipated another stimulus spending bill before the election, but it now feels like a compromise will not be reached ahead of the election. The Fed increased its balance sheet last week by $25 billion to an all-time high of $7.1 trillion. This newly created money has to go somewhere, but I do not see it pouring into the stock or bond market like in recent balance sheet additions. Maybe this new money is just sitting in cash waiting until after the election results are known. Time will tell, and I believe opportunities may be available for those who choose to see and act accordingly. The Fed is buying bonds when it increases its balance sheet, but it does not seem to be working to keep rates low. This may not be a good sign for the economy and the stock market if the Fed cannot manipulate rates lower. The annual deficit is already over $3 trillion, and another $2 trillion of stimulus spending would put us closer to $30 trillion in total national debt. I do not think we will ever pay off this debt, nor will Congress decide to stop deficit spending. I believe the market will eventually force us to stop spending money we do not have, and that will be a day of reckoning that will likely cause life-changing losses for buy and hold investors. If there is no stimulus before the election, then I expect the market to drift lower. As the market gets a clearer picture of the election outcome, it will start trading on that information, and I seek to take advantage of those opportunities as they arise. For now, I'm patiently building my watch list of growth stocks, forming bases and proper buy points. Bottom line, LionX is in cash, patiently waiting for a clear picture of the election outcome and the new opportunities it might bring. I'm optimistic that Trump will win re-election and the market will continue higher. If I'm wrong, the consequences could be life-changing. So I believe caution is warranted. Rising yields and a falling dollar has me concerned the stock market may be preparing for a bad outcome. I believe knowing when to hold them or fold them is key to long-term financial success. During this uncertain time, I like to put my faith in something that will never change, and that is God's love for us. Trust, then believe that His grace is sufficient and His mercies are new every day. This is from 2 Corinthians 12:9. My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Amen. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you more abundantly. For more biblical insights on the stock market and how you can take active steps to manage risk in your investment portfolio with the LionX Mutual Fund, please visit www.issacharfund.com. That's ISSACHARFUND.com. Or call 866-787-8355. Be sure and subscribe to the Biblical Stock Market Updates podcast so you don't miss out on our next Biblical Insights on the Stock Market. Hope you have a blessed day. Goodbye. Now for some important compliance disclosures. Investors should carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the Issacharfund Fund. This and other important information about the fund are contained in the prospectus, which can be obtained by calling 1-866-787-8355 or www.lionx.net. The prospectus should be read carefully before investing. The Issacharfund Fund is distributed by Northern Lights Distributors, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Horizon Capital Management is not affiliated with Northern Lights Distributors, LLC. Important risk information. Mutual funds involves risks, including the possible loss of principal. An investment in the fund may not be appropriate for all investors. The fund may hold cash positions when the advisor feels that the market is not producing returns greater than the short-term cash investments in which the fund may invest. There is a risk that the sections of the market in which the fund invests will begin to rise or fall rapidly, and the fund will not be able to sell stocks quickly enough to avoid losses or reinvest its cash positions in areas of the advancing market quickly enough to capture the initial returns of changing market conditions. The advisor's judgment about the attractiveness, value, and potential appreciation of particular asset classes and securities in which the fund invests may prove to be incorrect and may not produce the desired results. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. If you know someone who would like to receive this via email, please hit subscribe at lionx.net. Thank you, and God bless.